bringing attention into the body as we sit here and taking good care of the body. And sitting in a way that is alert and dignified. And yet has a measure of relaxation to it. And bringing intention to the practice. Can I open in this practice with a friendly awareness? Expressing it however you like. And then let's go into the steps of a breathing space. So we've set our postures, we've set our intentions, and we open in simple awareness to whatever thoughts are bubbling up. The words, the pictures, the memories. Can we just sit in presence of them all, abide with them as they move through? Like clouds across a sky. Simply being aware. We can notice too whatever emotions are here, possibly linked to particular thoughts. And then coming in a little deeper, a little closer to ourselves, let's scan through the body. We might notice that thoughts and emotions are landing in the body. We might notice other sources of tension. Nothing to figure out, but just bring that friendly awareness to. Just noticing without fixing. You might notice that a softening can happen just with the awareness itself, a little letting go. And if any place in the body is persistently tense or sore, you might take a little extra time for it. Bring a little more awareness into it. Possibly breathe in and out of it. Again, it's not so much to fix or change, but can we deepen our attention into it? And then as you're ready, letting be with thoughts and emotions and body, just letting them shift gently into the wings of awareness and redirect attention into breathing, allowing for some nice full breaths. And then as you're ready, letting those full breaths subside. And just notice where it's easy and comfortable to feel breathing. And let your attention rest there now. Possibly counting the breaths as a way to gather the awareness a little more deeply. Possibly naming experiences that steer you away from noticing breathing, and then letting them be. And then as you're ready, the third step of the breathing space is where we expand around the breathing, taking in the whole body again, breath and body together. A wide, spacious awareness. Opening along with the breathing to the play of all the other sensations as they show. Continuing to name, label experiences that take you away from body and breathing. It's so that we can know what is unfolding in the present moment. And within this awareness, we may have become aware of something troubling that we might give a little extra attention to, a thought, an emotion, a body sensation, a mix of all of them. And we might take a bit of time to engage a rain practice. But before we do a rain practice, we always want to ground. So really feel the body sitting, feet, bottom, hands. Let the breath support you as well. So we ground. And then if there is some issue you'd like to investigate a bit, you can engage the rain practice. Otherwise, just continue to practice with breath or breath and body. And so recognizing what the issue is, giving it a name as best you can. Make sure you don't overwhelm yourself. So deal with something that feels approachable. And then the A of rain is allow. So now with allowing or accepting that it's here, we are truly becoming mindful with it. No more, no less than it is, allowing it to be here. And if that doesn't feel possible, then just let it be and practice with breath and body. So this is where we really invite it in. Allow. I see you. I see you. I'm going to let you be here and show me what you need to show me. The sadness, the anxiety, the stress, the worry. The difficulty in the body. And then the eye of rain is where we investigate. And so at this point, we let go of the storyline and we bring our attention, our mindful, loving attention, into investigating how this difficulty is landing in the body. And so you might just scan through. Maybe you can feel it right away. It's in the low back or the shoulders, the chest, the belly, common places for emotional issues, if that's what you're dealing with. And noticing the sensations and how they're changing, they're moving. So you needn't try to fix them. Can you just notice that left undisturbed, and held in loving awareness. Sensations change, they move. Being curious, getting intimate, another eye of rain. What is this? What's happening here? Possibly breathing in and out of any challenging place in the body. And all the while, the N of rain is with us. The N that reminds us, naturally, there's this experience. Or recognizing the impermanence of it with not always so. Not my whole story, not the whole resume. The end of rain also reminds us to nurture ourselves, and the awareness itself is nurturing, and yet you may need to also give yourself soothing touch and offer some kind words. This is difficult. Everyone experiences difficulties in life. May I take care of myself? May I be kind to myself? What do you need to hear to nurture? And let yourself take a little longer with your investigation into the difficulty, if it feels like that's what you need to do. Otherwise, just rest with body and breathing, knowing that you've engaged a very important practice, that you've given care to yourself, kindness. And that this is courageous. Can it be okay that whatever the issue is may not feel resolved? Many issues take many goes of rain practice. And that's fine. We can't push it. We can simply show up for ourselves and our experiences with a loving awareness. Again and again and again. And finishing off our practice with feeling body and breathing. and a little loving kindness. Hand to the heart or elsewhere. And being aware that we're a community, that we all struggle in our lives, offering the phrases for all of us, including yourself. May we all be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be healthy. Healthy and strong in our bodies for healing. Feeling the body and the breathing as we finish off the phrases, staying embodied. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy and free in our hearts and minds. May we all be happy. And may we all joyfully care for ourselves and one another with grace and ease. And then taking a little moment before we finish off this practice to just open the eyes and look at the screen and see one another's faces or squares with your rooms. And taking in, not alone, with one another. Feel the support of that, the goodwill that's here. Perhaps a sense of those who aren't with us today as well. And then going inward again, perhaps letting the eyes close and feeling body and breathing. And listening all the way to the end of the bells.